Welcome back to Endurance Planet, a Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition. I'm Kevin Patrick. If I were to ask for a show of hands, how many people compete in endurance sports as a stress reliever? I know there'd be a good number of you to put that hand up. But if I were to ask, okay, how many of you are experiencing stress from being on the battlefield? The number I think we can safely say would be far lower. Army Captain Brittany Meeks got into try that very way.
It happened when I was deployed to Iraq in the second half of my deployment in 2007. It was my second deployment, and I needed something as a stress reliever. I had started running. They actually had a Army 10-mile race, and I decided to give that a shot. Being in the Army, I had been doing some basic running anyhow. But did the 10-miler, really liked it, kept on running, and found it was great stress relief. And then one of my best friends, actually a Navy officer, at the same time, and we were sitting down over a cup of coffee, and she said, I really think you should give triathlons a try. And I wasn't too sure about it because I'd done the swimming and running thing, but wasn't sure about biking. And then I found BeginnerTriathlete.com, started reading it, and I was hooked before I left.
Today on Endurance Planet, we hear Meek's story, and we hear about her surprising success. As you heard, it was during her second deployment to Iraq that Captain Brittany Meeks realized she had to have a stress reliever.
Even though I was working 12-hour days, if I didn't get my run in, or once I decided to do triathlons, I was getting on the stationary bike in the gym. Between those two things, if I didn't get it done, I couldn't sleep at night, just regardless of how long I had to work at the office that day.
Understanding what Meeks was going through, you'd have thought that her first deployment would have been mentally harder on her.
It's funny because it was my second deployment. The first time I was actually out and about getting shot at and blown up, but the second time I was actually on staff, so I was working in the same building, doing the same thing every day for 15 months, and a lot of it was dealing with real situations going on the ground. I was what you call a battle captain. I helped direct some of the actions that our military police soldiers were doing, and then coordinate and support for them on a daily basis, and dependent upon what kind of enemy contact or other even friendly issues that we were dealing with, and supporting them as they trained Iraqi police. So it was just real time. I mean, any casualty reports came through me, and I had to deal with those type things. So unfortunately, I was usually the one that had to go tell the commander and the chaplain and other people that we lost soldiers, because we did lose a lot of soldiers when I was there. So that took its toll, and just working 12 hours doing the same thing every day, and having things like mortar attacks and all that happen. We got mortared quite a bit where I was, so just having to deal with all those different pieces and being away from home and family for that long amount of time, and not even having your own room. You shared it with somebody else. That was a real small space, so there really wasn't any outlet for me that was my own, except for my workout time and my running. That was the one thing that I could own and control.
As for her introduction to BeginnerTriathlete.com, it came more or less by accident.
I actually was looking for races, possible races in Texas if I was going to get involved, and the Lone Star Triathlon, BTA, actually was going to be one of the sponsors that was there, and I found the link to it, and that started everything.
And when she came back to the States, her progression in endurance sports was pretty amazing.
The 2008 season was my first triathlon season, and it was my first marathon. I happened to Boston qualify on my first marathon in Austin, which shocked me quite a bit. But, I mean, I guess the running and training was there and paid off. And then I started with a sprint triathlon and moved up to do several Olympics and halves, and I've actually ended up winning my age group at a decent-sized sprint triathlon near Austin. I placed 8th at the in my age group at the Austin Longhorn 70.3, and so I ended the year really well with my 70.3 finish, and I started really well with the marathon thing. I remember being completely confused in my first sprint triathlon, but I still ended up grabbing a second in age group with that. So I've actually had a really, really good year. I've only had a couple races where I've really felt bad out there, and I don't know. I guess I'm shocks me when I realize I'm a front of the pack racer for some of these things, because I never would have expected that I would be that way. I hated running before when I was in college and everything, and then just did it because I had to for the Army. But now to actually love it and be decent at it shocks me every time I go out there. So I've had a great first try season. I improved tons on my running times. My swim times dropped. I'd never cycled before, and I went from, you know, just knocking it out at about 15 miles per hour the first time I was on the bike, to be able to hold near 21 for the half Ironman. So I was pretty darn thrilled. I can't believe the progress I had, and I'm sure it won't be quite as drastic this next year. But I'd say I stepped into the sport at a pretty pretty intense training myself, because I wanted to do it and wanted to have fun and happened to be fairly competitive. But it just worked out really well.
And Brittany doesn't plan to stop with her success from this past year. There are some big firsts awaiting in 09.
Well, this next year, actually, I'm going to run the Boston Marathon since I qualified for it. I don't know that I'm looking to necessarily PR and just really more enjoy the race itself. But then I'm doing Ironman Florida. So that's going to decide to tackle an Ironman here in the second year. I had such a good time with the endurance long-distance events between the marathon and the half Ironmans this past year that I've decided to tackle that. So we'll see how Ironman goes. I'm not really going to set a time on it, because they say your first Ironman, you should always, you know, have a goal to finish. I have some times in the back of my head, but we just have to see how some of the long rides and training goes. So we'll see. Eventually, I would like to try to make the Army actually has that represent in some of the different races. They have an all-Army Ironman team and an all-Army triathlon team, where you kind of just informally race together and get some support from that. So I would love to try to make that at some point in my triathlon career.
As for the BT community that's been behind her, even when she was thousands of miles away?
BT has been a key tool in my growth and development as far as people that have encouraged me on there. I mean, some of the other beginner triathletes of the month, Kathy G and Sue Ott, and, you know, I've talked about Dave Burrill on there, Dave 699. Just so many people have stopped in and encouraged me, both as a service member, and that's been great, and as fellow triathletes. And it doesn't matter. The great thing there is it doesn't matter about speed. It doesn't matter about, you know, how fast you are, how slow you are. What matters is that you're encouraging each other to go out there and get to the starting line, but also make it to the finish line. And it doesn't matter the time that you do it in. And I think everybody kind of shares that same dedication and work that way. But I don't think I could have done it this past year if it wasn't for BT and the logs and the support and encouragement. And because of being in Texas and several of the other races, I've gone and met up with several BTers in person. So I know them in person. And in fact, at Ironman Florida, I went and actually watched when Sue Ott did Ironman Florida this year and was there cheering her on, so I could then sign up for this next year. And so it's been wonderful. It's been phenomenal. It's been a whole new group of people and friends and fun, and everybody just truly supports each other. I've never, outside of the actual military itself, I've never experienced anything like it. It's a genuine community of friendly people that are not just concerned about themselves, but are willing to help out other people. And I just think it's awesome. I would have never expected to find something like that online. And people joke about their online friends, but BT is truly that place, and truly a place you could call it. I'd say, you know, they talk about the BT family, and it really is.
That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet, a Beginner Triathlete of the Month edition. For Beginner Triathlete of the Month, Captain Brittany Meeks, I'm Kevin Patrick. Happy holidays.